Motorcycle Man.
I do with my bike. My knees hurt. Yeah.
I have noticed that you've been riding a Heritage Classic a lot lately.
Yeah, whenever I've gone to Sturgis, I've borrowed a Heritage.
Yeah, isn't the Heritage a great bike?
Yeah, I really like it. It's nice because since it's like 100 pounds lighter than the other baggers.
So it's nice and low.
Yes.
Yeah, low center of gravity
easier.
On that.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like there's very little learning curve with it, and I don't have to, like, make a prayer every time my feet go down. Like I do with the bigger baggers. I'm like, don't drop it.
This yeah, the low center of gravity should help you out a lot. And one thing about your bike is, like you were talking about your knees before, that's the one thing that, like, I enjoy. Like, I like other bikes as well. I mean, I love my Fat Boy that I got, but... You know, the bikes like you ride and stuff like that, that's one of my biggest complaints. Even when I was younger, my knees didn't like being in that position for too long.
The 90 degree angle. Actually, with my bike, it's a little, I would say it's a little less than 90 degrees, but I did add some highway pegs that I found at Cycle Gear on my crash guards. So that helped a lot on my bike. Right. They're like some shiny chrome highway pegs.
Pegs are awesome. Oh my God, they're great.
They're life-saving.
You know, so you came into the podcast just as when we're supposed to begin everything. And this is where I go, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Motorcycle Man podcast. This is episode 369.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been doing this for far too long. So, I am Ted, your host here in the V-Twin Cafe. And as always, joining me here in the corner booth is Tim Buck 2, as always. Yeah, there we go. And, of course, we have Chris the Joker, Nipples 12-year-old guy. And, as always, our good friend Justin Brown.
Shut the fuck up!
You know, Karen, I have to get a sound for you. What kind of sound do you want?
Me?
What kind of sound do you want? How about
you got any whale sounds?
Like, oh, you know what? I can. Wait a minute. How about wait a minute. I have one here. Where is it? Where's this? You know what? I know. I got one. Hold it. Wait. Easy.
Alpha. Here we go.
No, not that one. No.
Hey, pup.
Hey,
puppy.
Yeah. I can't find it now. Of course I can't find it. You know. Oh, well. Anyway, hello, kids. We have Carolyn Doodle on a Motorcycle joining us today on the podcast. How's everybody doing today?
Big star.
It's all a plug for Carolyn. That's good.
Well, to me, I mean, I said, I watch your videos.
We're all fanboys here. Right? So, anyway, so before we get into stuff, I had an interview with the Traveling Larry. Now, Traveling Larry, he built his own teardrop trailer, and he towed it around the country.
Do you have a picture of it?
As a matter of fact, I do. Right away, Carolyn, what you're going to notice is these guys give me a ton of shit all the time. I wasn't prepared for this question. You asked me a question I wasn't prepared for.
Yeah, we don't have podcasts. Don't worry about it. I know.
You were all talking at once. I have no idea.
I know. That's what happens. That's the way this podcast goes. Everybody talks at the same time. That's quite all right. I say I'm looking for it. And, well, you know, I'll shut you off on it later.
Don't hurt me.
All right. Anyway, so he drove around the country towing his trailer around. He just told us some of his adventures that he did. And it was a good interview, so you can check that out. And we got the... the fourth annual-ish Fat Ass Santa Christmas giveaway happening on December 12th. So, Carolyn, you can get in on this, too. Actually, what we do is we have a whole bunch of sponsors and everything, and they give away stuff.
Nice.
And that's happening on the 12th. We're going to be giving it right now. Let me give you the list of things that we're actually giving away. We have a crap load of stuff. Graham Field is giving away one of his books, In Search of Greener Grass. Larry Jorgensen is giving away one of his books. Sam Manicom I got three of his books we're going to give away. We've got Rick Anthonson, we've had on the show. He's giving away one of his books. Harley Davidson has donated a bike cover.
Bike.
For this. No. Oh, look at Carol.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, yes. Yep. And Scorpion Helmets has offered up a helmet to give away. We got.
What did you say? Harley donated what?
Oh, somebody's not paying attention now, huh?
I was talking to my dog, all right?
Now, Harley Davidson is giving has donated a bike cover to give away.
Ooh,
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Got us.
And Tobacco Motorwear is giving away a pair of boots. Yeah, a pair of riding boots. And, of course, we're going to have Motorcycle Men prize packs, as always, and Road ID gift card.
Doodle should get the bike, the Harley that she has donated to it.
Yes, see.
I should get it.
Yeah,
you got it right.
No, we'll see.
For myself?
I don't put any restrictions.
The bike that they loaned you, you should just keep it. They should give it.
Yeah. I love the way you think, Chris. can you tell Sean that?
Yeah,
let's do that.
Okay. We'll tell him what that.
So, but yeah, but no, if Carolyn, if you want to get involved in this, you can. By all means, go to our page and put an entry form. Anybody can enter. I don't care who it is. So you can go to our website and go to the contest page and you can enter. And right now, as it stands right now, your odds are really good because we've only got about 60 entries. Would you believe that?
Okay.
It's crazy. It just blows my mind how we don't get that many people getting involved in this. But you got your odds of winning something in this year is going to be great. So
okay,
it's 1 in 60 at the moment.
At least at the moment. So
terrible odds.
Yeah, they're great odds. I mean, last year we had 95 participants.
I still have that brand new Scorpion helmet that I don't want.
That you don't? You haven't worn? You haven't worn it? You haven't worn it?
Why don't you want it?
I didn't. Only tried it on once. Yeah. Didn't like the way it hurt my ears. Like it's almost like the design. They didn't cut proper ear holes inside of it, and it was strangling my ears.
Well, Chris has got a big head.
You got big ears?
He's got a big head.
So. You seem pretty average size.
I got a fat head, though.
He's got a fat head, so yeah. So if you want, we can give that away and just bring it with you when you come down.
Nothing okay. says thanks for listening. Like, here's this helmet that hurts my head.
Of course.
Maybe some people are looking and they're like, my head looks smaller than Chris.
Yeah.
Possible.
Right?
Yeah. So we're going to give that away. And so Chris, bring it with you and we'll make that part of the giveaway. We'll give away two Scorpion helmets now. And great. Wow, that's good. So that's good. Good. More stuff. All right. Get on our mailing list. If you haven't gotten on our mailing list, please do that. Go to the Motorcycle Men website and sign up on our mailing list, and you'll get notifications of crap that we're doing. And not that you really care, but we're going to send you information anyway. And you can support the podcast by going to buy us a coffee. And you can buy us a coffee and support the podcast, and you can pay for this crap. All right. And Carolyn, have you ever done a Toys for Tots ride?
No, I haven't.
What? Now, yeah, so I did one this past Sunday. We had about 200 bikes over here at Beach House Harley Davidson, and they raised a crap load of money, and a crap load of toys were dropped off. And I tell you what I have to say is about this. If you've ever done one of these charity rides, a lot of them start at a Harley dealer, and a lot of Harley participants are in this. Now, there were Hondas, there were Spiders, there was a couple Kawasaki's on this ride. There was a couple Hondas, but I saw one Goldwing, but all the rest of the bikes were Harley Davidson. So, yay for the Harley Davidson community for out there making supports. I did see one Triumph. I did see one Triumph though. So,
how long was the ride?
The ride, I was expecting it to be like 18, 20 miles, but it turned out to be 35. It was a little 35-mile loop. And
all on 17?
No. We actually went down along the beach, and Carolyn, I don't know if you know that, but Tim and I, we're here in North Carolina.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're very close. So, but the ride went along the beach, and then it came back. Big loop went through town and all that. So it was good. It was a nice ride. And
Tim. Oh, sorry.
But go ahead.
I interrupted you. I was going to ask if Tim and Ted, are you guys related?
Yes, we're all, Chris, Tim, and I, we're brothers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
And Justin, because you don't see his picture, he's still in his underwear. But
he's a brother from another mother.
But yes. Yeah, no, yes. Tim, Chris, and I are actually brothers. So, anyway.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And
my dog's crying for me.
Oh, what kind of dog you got there? Oh, little puppy.
Puppy.
What's your dog's name?
Lily.
Hi, Lily.
She's actually my mom's dog, but I'm watching her for a little bit.
Ah.
And I'm pretty sure that she got pee all over her belly, but she needs some love, so
awesome.
I'm just going to hold her.
Yeah, of course.
And I'll take care of that later.
And
I put short a puppy.
But it was. I mean, anyway, that was a great ride. It was a great event. There's going to be another one here on December 9th. That's going to happen
in
Edmonton.
Of course, it's colder now. That's
why
you're going to have these rides now.
Absolutely.
Don't do them in the summertime when it's warm.
No.
Hey, Justin, did the Elks do a toy run recently?
Not recently, but in the past, there was a big toy run that we used to do. Every year, Santa would lead us in, on the fire truck, and we would go to this orphanage, and they'd shut down. It was kind of on this one way street, kind of jug handle type street. Mm-hmm. So they'd shut down the street. It was a great day. Actually, not the last time I did it, but I think either the second or third time before that was actually the time that we accidentally rode home in the snow.
Oof. Wow.
Oops.
Ow. Nice. Wow.
Yeah. They don't do it no more?
No, they do, but it's changed a little bit. The lodge that it used to start from, I don't believe it's starting from anymore. I just don't know what the details are for this particular year.
Hmm. Ah, okay. Cool.
Awesome, awesome event.
All right. Well, you know what we're gonna do. Carolyn's here to join us with for Jeopardy, and I think we're gonna get into it. You guys ready?
Never.
Judas.
Never. Carolyn, are you ready?
You're breaking another person with your.
I don't know.
Your.
You don't know.
Ready as I'll ever be. All right. I am so bad at trivia.
No! This is different. Is this Jeopardy game different,
it's
guys?
A lot of facts.
Yes, yes.
Like,
no, it's multiple choice. You have multiple choice.
It's multiple guesses.
Okay.
It's a guy that makes up his own shit.
Okay, so the way this works is... it's
going to screw you up with every question.
It's a Jeopardy grid, but it's multiple choice Jeopardy. You can pick your own answer. And then, you know, of course, naturally, if you get the answer right, you get the points. You will always answer first. Okay, so that's the way that goes. We start at 100, work our ways down. If we clear 100, you can go to 200, whatever the case. So this is just for bragging rights. And your objective, Carolyn, is to show these other three and four knuckleheads that you're smarter than they are. Okay?
Okay.
You can do it. I know you can.
Thank you.
All right?
Thanks for believing me.
For
a second, I have to take a phone call.
What?
It's his agent.
There's no fun as agent.
He's telling him to stop playing Jeopardy. Bad for his image.
Yeah.
Well,
more dog, less phone call.
Yeah. You're either going to hate the podcast after this, or you're going to love it. So it's one or two. And let's see.
We lost one. That's a nice chair he has, though.
Yeah, I tell you what, because we're gamers, so you know we get
the quality chairs. That's what.
Oh, nice.
All right, you're not.
I just have a chair that I thought looked good at Home Goods.
That's right.
That's good. You know, Home Goods. Screw what is it? Screw ergonomics, right? You just want
Dude,
look
that
good.
That place
right?
is expensive. I had no idea.
You got to go on the sale racks, the clearance section.
Yeah,
you can get some goods. So. Yeah, I'm sure my chair is way cheaper than y'all's chairs.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Did you pay more than $100 for your chair?
I don't think so.
Okay, see.
What's thing behind you on the wall?
Oh, tell them. That's a route you did, right?
It is. That is a route in the North Georgia Mountains called the Gauntlet. Because nice. On Google Maps, it's literally shaped like that, like a gauntlet.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that that's company, great. They usually do like race tracks, but they're on Etsy, Coordinates Cube. But I emailed them. I was like, can you do a like a Google map route? It's a little curvier than what you normally do. And
that's
like,
pretty, yeah. That's a great idea. Actually.
I wonder where that, I don't know where that is.
Is it a broccoli run? Mm-hmm.
The broccoli run. No, gauntlet. That sounds way cool.
I know it sounds cool.
No, it's actually called the broccoli run. That's what it's called. It's called the broccoli run. We know that. Don't try to kid us. We know.
Vegetables, they don't get their glory. I guess we could call it the broccoli run.
There we go. All right, here is the Jeopardy grid. Our topics for today are Airbnb, Roadside America, who, how much, which is Justin's favorite category, and motorcycle books.
Oh, this sucks. All right, guys, you're going to love this. I have to go because I'm having a logical problem here.
Oh,
an electrical problem?
I'm going to leave on. I have to go out now and talk to Margaret.
Oh, God.
All right.
So.
Sorry. Just go.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right.
Godspeed.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and go without Chris, and we'll let him answer the questions later.
Okay. I'll answer for him.
You'll answer for him? All right, Tim, you're going to answer for him. So this.
Whatever I pick.
All right. So, Carolyn, you get to pick the first category.
Okay. How about Roadside America?
All right. Roadside America for 100. Where can you find the world's largest frying pan? Georgia, Illinois, Texas, or Delaware? Carolyn, where is it?
I'm going to guess Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas.
You would hope, anyway. Tim?
I would hope.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chris, what do you think?
Delaware.
Delaware. All right, Justin, what's your thought on this?
Well, I think that Georgia seems like a place that would fry a lot of things. So I'm going to go Georgia.
Okay. And the correct answer is Georgetown, Delaware.
Nice.
So Chris gets the proxy win on that.
One guy who's not here wins something? This is exactly why your game's fucked up.
I'm gonna pick
this
for Chris.
Game is rigged.
Airbnb 100.
Airbnb for 100. Here we go. You could stay in one of these teepees for $334 a night. Where are they located? Missouri, Arkansas, Kentucky, or Illinois? Carolyn, where are the teepees?
That is so cool. I'm going to guess... Icy Mountains. How about Arkansas?
You asking me or telling me?
B, Arkansas.
Okay. Tim, where are the teepees?
Missouri.
Okay. Chris, where are they?
Kentucky.
How about you, Justin?
Well, as much as that really does screw up my normal...
Yeah, we got ABC so far. You going to go with D?
Yeah, I know, but it's a fake... I can't do it.
Read this again.
So, I'm going Kentucky.
You're going to go with Kentucky. Okay. So.
I kind of thought maybe that, too.
Well, the correct answer is Cave City, Kentucky.
Oh.
It looks like Kentucky, that's why.
Chris and Justin get that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I still don't understand how Chris is winning.
Yeah, why is he getting points?
All right, Carolyn, why don't you pick the next category?
How about who?
Who for 100? Who made the 501 console? BSA, Ariel, NSU, or Moto Guzzi? Who made that? Carolyn?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a bike.
I'm going to say a BSA.
All right. Tim, who made the console?
I'm going to go Ariel.
Bye. Chris, who made the console?
Moto Guzzi.
Okay. Justin.
All right. Well, I was going to go see anyway, but it does mean that somebody, including non-playing Chris, can possibly win this one.
Okay.
No. C is
Oh, you are definitely going C. Okay. And the correct answer is NSU.
No.
Now look at this, adjusting now. All right. I have that sound actually. You know that? I do hear this.
I believe it.
All right.
That's a lot fancier than mine.
I'm sorry. All right, Justin, pick it, man.
Roadside 200.
Roadside. Where can you find a giant green olive?
What?
Florida, Chris's California, Martini. Oregon, or Georgia? Where is it, Carolyn? Where do you think you can find the big green olive?
I'm going to say B, California.
Tim?
As do I. Yeah.
What does Chris think?
Georgia.
Georgia again.
Is there a big green olive in Georgia, Carolyn?
There's a big peach.
I don't know.
Yeah. Justin, where's this big green olive?
I'm going to say it is the ever so famous Oregon olive.
There's a famous Oregon olive?
I sure hope so.
And the correct answer is it's Corning, California.
Oh, thank God.
All right. Yay. Hey. Yeah. Tim and Carolyn are on the board. All right.
And Doodle got it right.
All right.
And we're all tied.
Carolyn, go ahead.
All right. How about Airbnb?
Oh, Airbnb.
I like those.
Yeah. How much will it cost you to stay in this North Carolina double-decker bus per night? 89, 125, 274, or 322? Carolyn, what do you think?
Whatever it is, too much.
I wish I could see the inside. But without seeing the inside, I'm going to guess C, 274.
All right. Tim?
I'm going to say B. Bye.
Bye. What do you think Chris is going to say?
89.
All right.
Oh, man.
Justin, we got A, B, C, dude.
No, I'm not doing D. I'm not doing it.
You can pick the same thing someone else picked, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a thing. So, it's just a thing that, you know, somebody will win, but.
Yeah, so sometimes what I'll do is, like, if the three others pick, then it's like I will pick whatever's left. Just this way, at least somebody gets points, because other times we'll have it where nobody ends up getting anything.
So if we all pick the right answer, none of us get points?
No, everybody gets points.
No. I'm, like, saying, like, we all picked the wrong answer.
Okay.
So at least,
which
at least
happens.
If you pick one of each, somebody's going to get something.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to say 125, though.
Okay. And the correct answer is 174.
174 wasn't even in the answer.
I'm sorry, it was 274.
This game is
that
rigged.
Was a typo.
Classic.
It was a typo.
Wow.
I did guess C.
It was a typo. I'm sorry.
I know.
Chris would rail so bad. Oh my God.
It was a typo. Come on.
No typos or mistakes ever allowed.
I didn't proofread myself. I'm sorry.
I even try to proofread myself and I still get stuff wrong.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. You can't help it.
The people in my comment section let me know.
Bullshit.
That's what they're there for, right?
Yeah. Okay, Carolyn, pick it.
You know what? We haven't done any motorcycle books. How about that?
All right. Diagnosed with heart disease, the author of this book buys his first Harley Davidson and rides from New Mexico to Alaska. What's the title of the book? 0-60, Got to Go, God, a Motorcycle on the Open Road, or God's Biker? What do you think,
Well,
Carolyn?
I know it's not B because I did read that book. Excellent, by the way. Highly recommend. So I'm going to say C. Feels like it would go with this.
Okay. Tim?
C.
Huh?
C.
C. What does Chris think?
D.
D?
D.
All right. Justin?
Oh, I gave hints, didn't I, by saying I read B.
No, it's okay. That's quite all right.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm feeling C, too.
Okay.
I'm thinking... See, I don't like when you do, like, two of the... I don't like when you... Like, because you got God in both of them. I don't like that. because I feel like it's a trap, so it's probably A.
I don't do that, do I?
It could be A.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. Yeah. Everybody happy with their answers?
I'm never happy with my answer.
All right, and the correct answer is A. 0-60 by Gary Paulson.
Oh, the words that I would say.
0-60.
Nobody got it. No, I.
Because he's not going only 60. That's a lot.
Actually, the reason why he titled that way because he was 60 years old when this happened to him.
Oh.
Ah, see.
So he started off as a baby.
Yeah.
I almost picked it.
Yeah, almost don't count, man.
I almost.
Carolyn, pick it again.
Okay. How about how much?
Oh, Justin's favorite category.
Ugh. Oh, it is?
Here we go. How much for this 1948 Harley WL Flathauer with a sidecar? 30,
so cool.
32.5, 35, or 67.5? What do you think, Carolyn? How much for this thing?
I'm going to guess D, 67.
All right.
Those other ones seem like the price of a new Harley. Like,
I don't know. Is it?
Right?
Tim.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to agree with her on D.
D it is for dog. Ah, what does Chris think?
Chris thinks D as well.
Chris thinks D as well. What does Justin think? See, Justin, like, always, like, he gets, you can watch the veins just pop out of his head with this category.
Well, you can't today, yeah, but right under normal circumstances, yeah. I am going to go. Oh, well, this is 100 points, too. These are usually more gimmies. I fucking hate this one. Because it's all subjective. It's like, you know what I mean?
It's what they want for it, not what they're going to get.
I know. Fuck it. I'm going D also. But I'm leaning towards C also. I just want to put that out.
All right. Everybody pick D. And the correct answer is 35,000.
No, motherfucker. Yeah.
Nobody got it.
God damn it.
Rigged.
I'm surprised. I am really surprised. People want too much money for these bikes sometimes, and that's just for 48.
You should have just committed.
Yeah, but you can't. You never do. Hey, Carolyn, pick it again.
All right. How about who?
Oh. Who? Who made the 1949 Arrow? No. Triumph, Indian, Bruff Superior, or Norton? Carolyn, who built that?
Did you just have this on your Jeopardy that you linked me to?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bruff Superior, maybe, but...
This looks familiar.
No, it's not familiar. Nothing to see here.
I ain't got a clue, but I'm just going to say B. Indian Arrows, they kind of go together.
Maybe.
Wow, that's a good thought.
Thank you.
Oh, Tim?
I'm following her because she's smart.
You're a copycat. What do you mean?
What is about if we both lose?
wait. Not just both. Chris is going there, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Chris is going there, too. What about Justin? What's Justin going to do?
I'm going Bruff Superior.
You are going Bruff Superior.
Yeah, I'm committing this time.
You are committing.
The last couple times, it did me no good.
Now, if you weren't going to commit, what would you pick?
No. You stop it.
That's a non-commitment decision.
Okay, all right. And the correct answer is Indian.
Yay!
All right, so Carolyn,
we should
Tim,
be on
and
the
Chris.
Marketing team.
We got it.
And Justin got it. No, not Justin. Not Justin. I'm sorry.
Are we all tied?
Oh. Doodle's winning this. Come on. Look at
what?
That. Yeah, you're winning.
This never happens.
She's awesome.
Wow.
I played trivia this weekend with my family, and I lost like every time.
Carolyn, it's early yet. All right. So, well, go ahead, Carolyn, pick it again.
How about? You know, I really like Airbnbs and roadsides, but I want to see this like even. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's an OCD thing. I get it.
OCD thing, right? You need it all.
So
right.
One of these two. Which one do you want?
Yeah. How about motorcycle books?
Okay. This book chronicles the voyage of self-healing on his hand-built motorcycle, a book written just days after the loss of his parents. Got to Go, Back. God's Bike, or Too Far Gone, or Ride Out.
Well, I know which one it's not.
Yes, we've established that already.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Self-healing on his hand-built motorcycle. I'm going to say D, ride out.
D. All right. Tim?
I'm going to go with God's Biker.
All right.
Why do I have 400 points?
Because Tim's been picking your answers for you. So.
Nice. Okay.
Now you're on your own, bro.
All right. It's your turn.
Thank God you're back, because I don't know if you've noticed, but not only did you end up with points for not playing, but there was answers that weren't even options.
Wow. That's not it. That doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me. Okay. Let me see here. I'm going to go to the top. I'm going
to go to hell, man.
C, too far gone.
All right.
That's what I was going to pick for you anyway.
All right, Justin.
Yeah, I know you.
I'm with Chris.
You're with Chris? Okay. And the correct answer is Too Far Gone by Todd Bloba. All right. That's Justin.
A nice cover.
Justin. An Ironhead.
Justin.
No.
Chris.
Look at that little peanut tank.
Yeah. Teeny weeny.
All
right, we're going to let Chris pick the next category.
Nice. How much for 200?
Okay. How much for this 1946 matchless G3 single? 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, or 35,000? How much, Carolyn?
I feel like it should be D, but apparently D was a Harley with the sidecar, so I'm going to say C.
Okay.
Maybe I regret that. I don't know.
Tim? This is why Justin...
Now you know why I hate these questions.
Wow. Wow. I'll go with D.
Ooh. How about you, Chris?
So bad at this stuff. Every time I look at a bike and I think it might be really expensive, it turns out to be super cheap. So I'm going to go that route. I'm going to say $5,000.
Justin?
Oh, my God.
B.
B?
Yeah.
See, now you're doing it. So A, B, C, D, right? So somebody's going to win.
Somebody's going to win.
All right. Correct answer is $5,000.
Oh, my God.
Wow. The hell?
I knew it.
Look at that. Chris has gone for half the
game. These bikes, and I'm like, that doesn't look expensive at all. I don't care how old it is.
But it's so cool and old looking.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Chris has gone for half of the game, and already he's winning. So, yep. Chris, pick it, man.
Roadside America 300.
All right. Where can you find Mr. Bendo? In Alabama, Virginia, Georgia, or Florida? What do you think, Carolyn? Where can you find Mr. Bendo?
Mr. Bendo. How about somewhere weird? D, Florida.
All right. Tim?
Alabama.
Alabama, huh?
Alabini.
Chris, where can you find Mr. Bendo?
Georgia, C.
All right. Uh-oh. ACD.
A lot of these.
Sweet, sweet Virginia.
ABCD. Somebody's going to win. The correct answer is Dallas, Georgia.
What?
Wow.
Oh, okay, wow. That was great. Holy shit.
It's not far from me. I should know that one.
Yeah, look at that. See?
Where are you from, Caroline?
I live just outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I'm a few hours from Mr. Bendo.
Now you got something to do. Go see Mr. Bendo, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chris, pick it again.
Oh, Jesus. Ooh, for 300.
Ooh, here we go. Triple points on this one. Who made the Supermax in 1956? BSA, Norton, Vincent, or NSU? Carolyn.
This is a question already.
Who made
this? Did you say Carolyn?
I'm sorry?
Did you say me?
Yeah. Who made this?
I'm not sure. I'm going to say A, BSA.
All right. Tim?
Nebraska State University.
Okay. Chris?
I'm going to go with Caroline.
All right.
BSA.
Justin?
I think I know what it's going to be, though.
We got two A's here and a D. You going to round it out and make it another D?
No. I'm honestly torn between Norton and Vincent. I'm just having trouble.
Untrouble yourself and answer the question.
I'm going to go...
This is for 900 points.
Don't do that to me. I'm going to go Vincent.
Vincent, he said.
You're going with C?
Yeah. So that means it's B.
Correct answer is NSU.
Thank God.
Nebraska.
Tim gets 900 points.
I am the champion. Yep.
Wow.
Where's NSU out of? Is that what? I mean, it's foreign, obviously, right?
Yeah.
What what is it?
It's British, actually.
Oh, is it British?
Yeah.
Thanks for that wealth of information, Ted. Sorry. You're great. Yeah, love it.
Hey, well, you know, hey. Like I don't have enough to do, right? All right, Tim, pick it, man.
How much?
How much is that motorcycle in the window? How much for this 1949 BSA B31? $5.95, $9, $14, or $46.5 for two, cool. An additional 200 points. What do you think, Carolyn?
I'm going to go with the last one. That A, 5,000.
A, you're going to go with A? Okay.
Well, no. it's real pretty. I'm going to say C, 14,000.
All right, C.
Hey, you picked the one I was going to pick.
So you're picking C also, Bobby. Tim?
No.
Nah. Huh?
Yes. No, B. Yes, no.
Well, tell me.
B. I'll get B.
B. All right, B. Chris? This is four.
I don't think it's going to be the low one now.
This is for 600 points.
All right,
well, I could be the high one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with D, the high one.
All right, Justin.
$99.95.
Yeah.
All right, so we got two B's, a C, and a D, and the correct answer is for 600 points. B.
Hey, Justin got it right.
Tim and Justin got it. So Tim gets.
Oh no.
Yes. And Justin gets. Another.
Him is running away with it.
Yeah, he is running away with it. Look at that.
Wow. Oh, no.
Wow. Oh, Carolyn. Yeah, you're holding on your place last. You're doing good. All right. We'll let you pick this round. How's that?
Okay.
The points are getting higher, though, so all you need is, like, one question to be back in. Well, not one question with Tim, but.
Okay.
You're close.
How about Airbnb?
All right. Daily double for $190 a night. You can stay in the blank of the Forgotten Forest. What is it? A cave, a treehouse, a trolley, or an earth home? What do you think, Karen? What do you think?
I really hope it's the obvious one, B, treehouse.
Hmm. All right.
Earth home looks good, too.
Tim. Mm-hmm.
Or cave.
It's going to be something stupid, I got a feeling.
I know, watch it be trolley.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Tim.
Yeah, and he's laughing. Yeah. Oh
my God. Just wonder how you guys like go through this and you just like, torment yourselves.
What did Carolyn pick?
B. Treehouse.
The treehouse, huh? Now, why would there be a trolley in the middle of a forgotten forest?
That's because it's stupid. That's why.
That's the answer then.
It's stupid.
It's stupid. That means it's got to be the answer because Ted would put something stupid in there.
You make it sound like I do this often.
Yes. I'm going against my better judgment, and I'm going to say Earth Home.
Okay.
Could be Earth Home.
Chris, what do you think?
Earth Home. Everybody talk. I'm going to pick trolley now.
Oh.
It's stupid.
Justin, BCD. What, you going to go with A?
Could be cave.
I hope for the sake of marketing that it's not Earth Home because that has no ring to it. Like, the Earth Home of the Forgotten Forest, like, you can do something better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
And
treehouse and cave, that works. Chris is 100% right. You would go out of your way to find a trolley in the middle of the fucking woods and ruin our night over it. But I'm gonna go cave.
Okay. And the correct answer is Wizard's Trolley.
Are you kidding me?
What the freak is that?
Chris gets it.
That's a trolley? Chris,
yes, you got to see this thing. It's really awesome.
I knew it had to be something stupid. It had to be.
That's what I said.
I'm kidding.
Forest.
See, I went against my better judgment.
It's in Wizard's Trolley in Kodak, Tennessee.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Chris, go ahead and take it.
Motorcycle books for $300.
All right. First published in 1968, this book explores firsthand stories and personalities of the Chicago Outlaws Motorcycle Club. Is it the Bike Riders, Got to Go, God, Motorcycle on the Open Road, or American Bikers? Carolyn.
So what, these are supposed to be the names of a motorcycle club?
No, these are names of the book about that motorcycle club. Okay.
I'm going to go with D, American Bikers.
Okay. Tim.
Or... Should I not go with the obvious answer? Because the last time the obvious answer was not it. It was
never the obvious answer.
And now you understand why we hate this game.
And well, this is Ted's doing. This is Ted's doing.
Or does he likes to mix in obvious and not obvious answers?
Oh no, he 100% makes you like question and then re-question.
Yeah,
and then
I like to torment my guests. That's what it is. Mm.
Okay, I'll go with the.
You're gonna stick with the
bikers.
Okay. All right.
You know, I won't let you go alone. I'll go with you.
Oh, thanks.
You. Okay, Chris.
Oh my god. I really want to go with the really bad one there. The bike riders.
It's so bad.
Yeah, it is.
Hello, cutie pie.
Oh, it's so bad.
And it worked for you last time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with D, American Bikers.
All right. Justin.
Oh, that's so obvious.
1968.
I know.
It's.
What you going with, Justin?
I'm it was 1968.
Yeah.
None of these titles really lend anything to the year. They're outlawed. Yeah, right? Nah. I'm going Bike Riders because it probably is something stupid like that.
You're going Bike Riders, okay.
You're going with A?
Yeah.
All right, A. And the correct answer is The Bike Riders by Danny Lyon.
Wow. Unbelievable. Wow. Wow.
Hey, Carolyn?
Yes.
And do you want to play?
I'm trying.
Okay. Go ahead, Justin, pick it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so behind.
Did you put an all or nothing question in this week?
Yes, there is in there.
Okay.
Roadside.
All right, for 400, you can stay in this yurt style treehouse for $149.
Unbelievable, dude.
Where is this located?
Unbelievable.
367 episodes, and we still can't get it.
Okay, is this located in Virginia, North Carolina, South Dakota, or Colorado? Where is this place, Carolyn?
Let's say D, Colorado.
Tim?
I'm going to say South Dakota.
Right. Chris, what do you think?
You know, the pictures are never good enough because I always kind of look at the background and see what it kind of could look like. But that can be any state.
Yeah, I make sure that you can't tell from the pictures. I go out of my way for that.
Oh.
I'm going to say A, Virginia.
All right. Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
ACD, man. guess what's left?
I know. But I'm feeling Virginia on this one.
All right.
Sweet Virginian.
Okay. Correct answer is South Dakota. Oof. And Tim gets that. Tim's just running away with this. Running away with this. It's almost unfair at this point. Tim, pick it again.
Let's go Airbnb.
Airbnb for 500, wiping out the column. Where might you find this odd-looking one-bedroom Airbnb?
That's cool.
California, Texas, Georgia, or Arizona? Where is this, Carolyn?
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I literally saved this on my Airbnb wish list.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I can't remember which state it was in.
Damn it.
Well, it's obviously not Georgia.
It could be, though. That's the thing. I'm going to say B, Texas.
Yeah, you kind of left that hanging there, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tim?
But it could be literally any of those. Because I was literally looking at Airbnbs in all of those states on my cross-country trip. So it could be any of those.
She's saying that. She's trying to fool us.
No, I'm completely serious.
She knows.
She didn't know who to
I do not.
I'm sure it was Ted and Doodle are on the same page.
Yeah, no. Come on. I have never done that, you know.
I'm not smart enough to think like that. But now that you all mentioned that, that's a good idea. I'm going to say that.
Arizona.
Really?
Maybe it is Arizona.
See, you guess you're second guessing yourself. It's, I don't know. Chris?
It can literally be any four of those.
You look the way I look when I play this game.
Like, there are 50 states. Why did you pick the four that I was looking at Airbnbs? I was literally only looking at like through six states.
I don't know.
Do you remember the price? How much was it, something like that?
Oh, I couldn't tell you if my life depended.
I think this had a strange name too. It was something in a clamshell or something like that. It's called. It's really, really weird.
I'm going with her. I'm going to say Texas.
All right, Justin.
I'm torn between California and Arizona, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like
there's hippies in California might like that.
Yeah, I'm going to go California.
Okay.
How do you even build something like that?
You take answers first.
I'm off. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'd like to know how they build wacky stuff.
A lot of weed.
The correct answer is Austin, Texas.
Yay.
For $464 a night, the Bloom House.
The Bloom House.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Carolyn.
And, that was a 500 pointer too.
And Chris.
Thank God. I'm still way behind though.
Well, you're
200 points off of me.
All right.
You're going to put me in third on the next question. I know it.
Carolyn, pick it.
Roadside America.
Okay. Plus 100 points. Where can you find a large pair of glasses? And don't say Walmart.
My condo.
Georgia, Pennsylvania, Kansas, or Maine? Carolyn.
Let's say D, Maine.
All right. Tim.
Pennsylvania.
All right. And Chris?
I'm going to go Maine.
All right. Justin.
Why are they large items in every state?
I know they like to do. That's part of the Airbnb. Part of the Roadside America thing. You know, roadside attractions.
That Airbnb, by the way, the Bloom House is $449 a night now.
Yeah.
Well,
so, that's expensive. That's part of the Roadside America thing. Everything's going to be big and outrageous. Justin, what do you think, man? Where is it?
Not that this is going to influence my answer. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Are we talking, like, when you say a large pair of glasses, are we talking spectacles or are we talking cups?
Spectacles.
Oh.
Huh. Well, I would imagine there's not a lot to see in Kansas, so they wouldn't need a big pair.
What? Maybe that's why you do need a big pair, so that everything looks, all the little hills look like
mountains. Well, all right.
This is for 500 points, Justin. Come on.
Oh, shit.
That's for 400 points, isn't it? Yeah,
no, plus 100.
Right.
Any day, Justin. Go on. Pair of glasses. Kansas.
See? And the correct answer is Pennsylvania in Dubois. And Tim got it for 500 points. Oh, my God. Tim Pickett.
Roadside.
Oh, God. Here we go. Where can you find the Tunnel Vision mural? Georgia, Ooh. South Carolina, Alabama, or Florida?
I like that.
Carolyn, where can you find this?
That is cool.
That is very cool.
Very cool.
But I have no clue where it is. I'll say C, Alabama.
Alabama?
Tim.
Alabama.
Florida's big on attractions, so I'm going to say Florida.
All right. Chris?
Can I just pick whatever Tim picks?
You can try. It'll backfire on you. I guarantee you. It'll backfire.
I'm going to pick South Carolina.
Okay.
You know what that leaves there, Justin?
Gorgeous is up. You can do it. Come on,
Justin.
Go for it.
You know you
Go
want ahead. To. You know you want
you know
to.
You know you want it.
All right. You've twisted my arm.
All right. A, B, C, D. Somebody's going to win it. And the correct answer is Columbia, South Carolina.
Chris, I got it right. Holy shit.
And Chris,
Tim, are you getting lucky
that.
Or do you know all this stuff?
I don't know Jack. I don't know Jack. And I don't know shit. Joe.
You just keep getting lucky?
Yeah.
You have. What kind of rabbit foot thing are you have?
You know, I tell you something. In this game, you never know. Sometimes the guest just wipes the floor with these guys. And then other times, you know, any one of them can be. Tim's on a hot streak.
Yeah, but Doodle, now. You're not doing bad at all. Who's the one that got 0 points? That was our guest.
Oh, I know Alonzo Bowden didn't do well.
You know, it was somebody else that got like 0, I think. I don't even think he got one question right.
I'd have to go
that
back.
That is statistically almost impossible.
It has happened.
He literally picked every wrong answer he could possibly.
Oh, poor guy.
I can't remember. I have to go back over that and see who it was.
Yeah, you got to see. Somebody got 0.
Chris, pick it, man.
Okay, I like to torture myself because I'm so not good at these. How much?
400. All right. How much for this 1950 Ariel Square 4? 17.5, 23.9, 43.5, or 12.699? What do you think, Carolyn? He has to go to Pennsylvania to get them.
Oh, I like Who that knows? That's nice. That's nice.
I don't know what to believe anymore. I'll say D. 12.699.
Tim.
Looking at all the expensive cars that are in the background, I'm going to say it's somebody wealthy. They're
yes.
That's
what I'm looking at.
A lot of money there. So
I'm doing investigative work.
I'm going to say C, 43.
Ooh.
Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to go C as well.
All right.
There's a lot of expensive cars in that garage.
Justin?
B.
B as in boy?
B as in 23,900.
All right. And the correct answer is B.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. Justin.
Justin.
Wow. All righty. Pick it, Justin.
Who?
Who made the Maxi? Norton, Triumph, NSU, or Mako? Carolyn.
I'm going to say D, Mako, just because I like the way that sounds.
Okay, Mako Maxi, Mako. Right? It rolls off
Mako
the tongue.
Maxi.
Tim.
Yeah.
Ampers? No.
Nope, not that one either.
What did you say? What did you say, Carolyn?
I said Mako, D.
Okay.
Never heard of half of these motorcycle companies.
Yeah, me either.
Norton Triumph, yes. That's it.
Nebraska State University? You haven't heard of them?
Yeah, Nebraska State University. That's what I'm
I've heard of them.
You're going with that?
I'm going, yep.
All right, see. And Chris?
I'm going to have to go with Norton.
All right.
Norton.
Hey, Justin.
Norton. Hey, Norton.
What's it going to be,
Norton.
Man?
Norton.
For the sake of alliteration, I'm going with D.
D. All right. Correct answer is NSU.
Damn it.
Those motherfuckers.
Nebraska again.
Tim gets it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Those fucking limey bastards over there.
Oh, man. Tim Pickett.
Okay, let's go with who?
Who for 500, huh? Who made the Lightning Rocket? BSA, NSU, Triumph, or Norton? Carolyn.
Always the same company names. Always. Always.
I knew this would torment you guys. That's why I did that.
I'm going to say a BSA.
All right. And what is Tim going to say?
Well, you've done this before where you pick the same brand every time. So I'm going to go stick with my Nebraska State University.
All right. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I'm going. I'm doing the same thing.
Okay. Justin?
Do not. No, do not be B.
Me and Doodle are going straight to the top on this one.
Hey. And the correct answer is BSA.
Oh, look at her. She's the winner.
And she took Justin with her.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Oh, my God.
Got some points.
All right.
You're up there now. You're doing good.
All right. Good, Carolyn Pickett.
Motorcycle books.
All right. Double or nothing option. What this means is you can choose the double or nothing option, or you can deny it. You can say no, yes or no. If you get the answer, your points are doubled. If you get it wrong, you get zero. So, this book tells the story of a place in Swazia, Wales that is home to a chapter of the God Squad Motorcycle Club. Is it Got to Go, God, a Motorcycle on the Open Road, God's Bikers, or These Are the Good Old Days? So, Doodle... Do you want the double or nothing option?
Same names in there. Always
yeah, I want the double or nothing.
You're going to go double or nothing. You're going to do it. Okay. And which one do you want?
Oh, is it going to be the obvious B?
You're going with B.
Four.
All right, so let me know when you're ready for your answer before I write
so
down.
So previously, so far, the streak has been all not obvious, right? Or have we had any obvious answers?
No, well, they haven't been obvious. You know, like the stupid trolley in the tree park.
Yeah.
Was.
I got a 50-50 chance here because I know which ones it's not. So I'm going to go with D. These are the good old days.
Okay, D you're going with. Okay. Really? Tim, which one do you want?
I'm going to keep things light. I'm going to go with Bay. Bye.
You want double or nothing option?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Chris, double or nothing option?
I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to go double or nothing.
Oh,
are you serious?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And?
I got two. Yeah, I'm gonna give it all up.
Okay.
Maybe.
Your legs crossed too?
Now they are.
Which one do you want? Which one are you picking there, Chris?
I keep reading what you wrote. The story of a place. Well, I was in the home, the chapter of God's God motorcycle in the open road. I'm going to go with the stupid one. God's biker.
And Justin, you want the double or nothing option? Justin
had a heart attack.
Justin, did we lose him?
Hold on.
He's stressing. Justin is stressing.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Yeah.
Bad for some reason.
I'm gonna have to get you a new laptop, bro. I'm trying to that
yeah.
Google
book. Oh yeah, I want the double or nothing.
You do?
Yep.
Okay. What are you picking?
And back to back, me and Doodle straight to the top. We're
Doodle's
going to
end up winning.
We're going to go D.
D.
We're going to take this show on the road. We're going to float them out of the water.
All right.
Why are you going to pick on Tim for? Leave Tim alone.
All right. For 800 points, or you go back to zero. The correct, 800. The correct and, huh?
800. I thought we were doubling whatever we got.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Double or nothing.
Did you say 800?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So here we go. For double your points or you go to zero, the correct answer is God's Biker.
Holy shit.
I
can't believe it. I thought for sure that was going to be a wrong answer.
No. Wow. God's Biker was the other thing by Danny something. How who's copping who? This is illegal.
So you got,
somebody stole each other's title.
Wow, I actually came on in number one.
Justin and Doodle.
That's a first.
Went there. And Tim just gets nothing. He just stays where he is. Aww. Okay. Well. Chris. Oh, sorry, guys. Chris Pickett.
Oh, the last how much?
All right. How much for
what
this rare 55 Velo set? 7,500, 17,500. 47.5 wow, or 67.5. How much for this thing, Carolyn? Not that you care at this point, because you got
nothing matters anymore. D 67,000.
I swear to God, if you're right, that'd be great. You got to give her like a quadruple.
Tim,
you got to give her all her points back if she.
I'm going A because that's way too much.
Okay.
Yeah, that's ugly. I want that. Oh, I like all the ugly stuff.
Chris, what do you think?
Oh my God,
that can't be more than 7,000. Can't. That's ugly. Man.
So you're going A?
Yeah.
Justin,
I know Doodle's going to win this one. I know. Watch it
be like.
Watch it be this.
I feel like that needs to be in like Pee Wee's Big Adventure or something.
Yeah, it does. I would ride that around if I had it though. Like locally.
Look at the fucking floorboards on that thing.
I know. It's so ugly.
Holy
oh my God.
Shit, man.
I'd wear so a lot of leather and spikes too and ride that. Perfect.
And that would more be like a scooter.
Do the whole, you know, pirate biker thing, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. What do you think, Justin?
47.5.
Okay, you're on C. And the correct answer is 7,500.
I knew it.
Yep. So.
Just hitting the ball out of the parking lot, man. I take it when I can because I never win like this. Ever,
oh, my God.
Ever.
All right.
Why should I have to give him my points?
I give you the points. Oh, I didn't give you your points.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry, you get just a 500? Okay,
give me all your points then, because okay. I'm clearly going to win.
This book covers the life of the most celebrated names in motorcycle history. Okay, got to go, God, motorcycle open road, the biker code, or ride free. Carolyn.
The biker code? I don't know.
Well, we know, Joan, it's not.
She's mad.
Yeah,
she don't like to lose.
Wow. So, who the hell does?
Who likes to lose?
Yeah, I can't even believe I'm winning.
So which one you want?
Yeah, you're being giddy, Chris.
Yeah.
Carolyn?
What?
Which one do you want?
Oh, C, biker code.
C, okay. Tim?
Rod free.
Give me my 500 points.
Chris?
Yeah.
Did you say C?
That I've, you know, just no? By what it's a celebrated names in the motorcycle industry. Ride free. That's the most sticks out like a sore thumb to me.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Justin.
Right. That does
sound. Ride free. It's on like every motorcycle shirt in the world.
I know.
Like how many shirts do you see with that on it? Ride free.
Mm-hmm. Ride caged.
Yeah, nobody writes that, right? Well, Justin?
Justin's here.
Justin, want to answer this?
I'm He's torn.
He feels all defeated, right?
No. I'm torn because Got a motorcycle in the open road. It's been on like every single one.
So it's got to not to go.
Yeah, but we had inside information on that one.
Yeah, you did.
I shouldn't have said anything.
So I'm on this. I'm just torn between B and D.
Hmm.
I don't know. Let's fucking mix it up a little bit. Let's go B.
Okay. And for 500 points, the...
Well, you didn't ask if anybody wants to change their answer.
Okay, does anybody want to change? This is the only question I do this. Does anybody want to change their answer?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
I do.
Well, what do you want
to change to D, ride free.
D, ride free.
I think we got...
Anybody else?
Or should I just go out with a bang and get make sure I end with a zero and pick A?
No, or, you know, this is going to be that one. It's going to be the stupid got-to-go answer. That's what it's going to be.
No, because we're going
to
have a...
It's not got-to-go.
We're going to have a final Jeopardy, so don't worry.
Take that back, Doodle. Take that back.
Take what back?
What you just said. It's not got to go. Take it back.
She said D. She said D.
Title now.
I take it back. I read that book, though, and I don't think that's...
Oh, okay.
All right.
I didn't know that.
All right, yeah. So the ready guys ready? Are you done? Not correct answer. Correct D. Answer is...
I'm staying with Ride Free.
All right. Correct answer is Ride Free by Willie G. Davidson. All right, so three of you's got the... Justin,
you got on board.
Justin got squat out of that. Now,
squat on you.
Come on, Justin.
Now, see, so Carolyn, here's the funny thing. So, Matt Sturgis, and as you know, there was the biker babes had their thing there. They had a whole thing at the Big Engine there. Bar, right? Mm-hmm. So. I'm there, and I see sitting at the table with Jess and Stacy is this other woman, long blonde hair, and she's signing books. And I figured, wow, there's somebody I can have on the podcast. So
that was the one.
And that was the one. She was, and it was this book. Right? So I go up to her. I have no idea who she is. So I go up to her after everybody's been mingling, and I tap her on the shoulder, and she turns around, looks at me. She had death in her eyes. She wanted me dead, right there on the spot. Like, who are you to talk to me? And I said, look, I saw who you signing books, and I'd be interested to have you on my podcast to talk about the book and all that stuff like that. And, you know, just and you know, email me stuff. And she wanted me to die right there. I could see her. She had the most horrible look in her eye. Like, who are you to talk to me? Turns out I found out later it was Karen Davidson, Willie G's daughter.
Oh.
So she hasn't called me or emailed
so
me.
You so you made a good impression.
I made a great impression. So at this point, ordinarily, we can do a... Do you guys want to still do a final Jeopardy? Because Chris...
No, you know what happened, Ted? What? She found out how you run this Jeopardy.
Problem. No,
so then she was like, yeah, let's not talk to this guy. No.
You guys want to do a final Jeopardy?
Let's give Doodle a chance to get like 10,000 points.
Okay,
I'll bet my 0 points.
I can, if you want, I can level the playing field and just give everybody 2,000, and we'll do that.
Make it a high thing. Yeah.
You want to do that? We'll do that. Okay.
What's Final Jeopardy? Is this a whole nother round?
No, it's
now
just
you get bet,
one.
You bet how much points you want to bet?
Yeah.
One big question.
Right. So okay. I'll give everybody 2,000. All right. We'll make it nice and easy.
No, how about leave it?
Leave it.
Right. Leave it the way it is. But this question's worth 6,400 points.
Oh, yeah, it's by me, huh?
Okay.
Or 6,500.
And
there you go. Yeah, all right.
Okay, so there it is. Okay, so here it is. Last question.
Bring it. You're all coming at me.
Where'd my pen go? Here we go. All right, so, Carolyn, how much do you want to wager?
6,500?
It's worth 6,500. So this question is worth 6,500 points. Okay. All right. So we're going to go like this. And you're going to wager the entire thing, right?
Okay.
All right. Cool. Okay, and Tim, how much are you going to wager of your 3,200 points?
32?
How much 42. You get? 42. Whatever. 42. Okay, how much you got? Whatever. How much you want to wager?
2,000.
You're going to 2,000. You're going to go. Okay, you're going to wager 2,000. I don't know how this is going to work.
No, out. Wait.
That don't make sense.
No sense at all. I mean, it's a $6,400 question. You're saying, right? Is that what we're all saying?
65.
I got an idea. Hold on. Watch this. Let me do something. Let me do this. Watch this. We're going to do this. This is going to be...
Don't ruin it.
Nope. Wait. I'm typing. Watch.
This there is we... like when the whole thing freezes.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. And then we go continue. There we go now.
Yeah, but make sure you pick a good question, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
What color is not the color option?
Yeah, that one. Let's do that one again.
Yeah.
Oh, hold
if
on a second.
It wasn't going to be a color.
Hang on a second. We're going to go to the front setting. Here we go. All right. So here we are.
65.
No. 64. We're going to match. We're going to match it.
Because Justin, if Justin gets it, he might tie with Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, make it like a winner, not a tire.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Don't get it wrong. How about this? We're going to make up the rule right here. How about if you get it wrong, you lose your points. You lose whatever. Yeah. Okay.
No, that's what it should be.
Yeah, okay.
Final Jeopardy.
All right.
Let's make it all or nothing.
Okay. All or nothing? Is that what we're doing?
All or nothing.
All right. You ready? Here we go.
Ready.
Airbnb, where will you find the Wasser House? Denmark, California, Austria, or Georgia? I heard that.
How much are you going to bet?
Everything.
Carolyn, you're going, you everything, right? You're going for it, right? It doesn't matter.
I'm betting 6,500 points. hey, Chris, can I borrow some points?
Sure, got 500 points there, so 6,500 put you at 7,000 if you win.
So you have 500, so okay. Doesn't matter. All right, so Carolyn, so what's going to be, what's your pick?
I'm going to pick D, Georgia.
D.
She knows. Oh my God.
Tim, what about you?
She owns it. She owns the Wasser.
Yeah, she owns it.
She owns the Wasser House.
That shit.
That Wasser House, Tim.
How much am I gonna gamble?
No, it doesn't matter because the points are gonna work it out.
Yeah, whatever. I'm gonna go Austria.
Okay. See.
Because that's our German thing.
Chris. What do you think,
Chris? Is not there.
I'm gonna go with Denmark.
Denmark.
Why did you say that? Uh-oh. Now you don't have to pick B, Justin. You can pick whatever you want.
Justin going to pick.
I hate when this happens.
Yeah.
I was the governor of California.
I don't know.
This is for the win.
Do Californians like German things? I don't know.
This is for the win. This is it. For the win.
I know. With all my winnings, I can stay at the Wasser House.
Yeah. No, you can't. $7,000 a night there.
Doodle, how much does it cost to stay at your Wasser House?
$444.
I don't know, man. I feel like Austria is the obvious answer, so that would be what we, in theory, should be guessing. I don't know that he would do that on Final Jeopardy, although he might.
You make it sound like I'm so mean, you know.
Because he'll think that we're going to overthink it and he'll make it the obvious one, especially because it's worth so many points.
Yeah.
I feel like Georgia is not the obvious answer.
I picked that mark because it's
where on that little that, not right. Where on the where point to the broccoli and show me where the Wasser House is.
Right here in Helen, Georgia.
Point to the broccoli.
Marion Town.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go Georgia. Fuck it.
You're going to go Georgia, huh?
Yeah, I am.
All right. All right. Here we go. For the win. For the win. Georgia for 256 a night. And look at that.
I knew it. What did I say before? I said
Doodle wins by 500 points.
Now, Doodle, you know that, don't you? You knew that one.
No, I didn't. I just guessed because I knew about Helen, Georgia, which is a German Bavarian town. So
that
I'm like,
funny that it's in Helen, though.
I thought Helen, Georgia, is the one like German town. around here.
Look at that. Maybe. See?
I thought.
And I thought, Justin.
How did I get negative 3,200?
Because you had 3,200 positive. I don't know. The game did it. I just hit the minus button.
I should get zero then, or I should get 32 less.
I don't know.
From zero to 6,900.
I think that might be a high score record.
I think it is definitely a high score.
I was. That's what I was thinking about. I said, oh man, if I win, I'm gonna have the highest score record on the game. And now Doodle did it.
It's the classic underdog story.
It definitely is. God.
Yeah, huge ball.
Holy crap!
Thank you.
Wow!
I want to thank my mom and my dad, and my dog with her pea stained belly,
and Helen.
Wow! 6,900 points.
I don't actually know if Helen Georgia's right there, but I'm pretty sure it is around here somewhere.
That is too funny! Wow! Holy crap! So Carolyn, what do you got going on? What's coming up with you? What's going on?
That was exciting. well. Currently practicing plenty of U-turns on that Harley Street Glide.
Okay.
I'm up to about 2,700 U-turns. I'm trying to get to 3,000 U-turns on it so I can get my, and I think that my local police department, I have approval to train with them.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Do a video with them. I think that could be really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, I got approval from the motor instructors, and then they escalated it to their... hopefully I'm saying all these titles right, Lieutenant, Major, and Captain. So now I just need approval from like their filming permit department. All right. So yeah, that could be cool. So hopefully I can do that next. And so then
have you ever gone to any of the skills competitions for the police officers?
No.
They are wild.
They're so cool. I know. I've only seen them in I saw like a demonstration at Sturgis.
Yeah, that was awesome, wasn't it?
In the videos, yeah.
Oh God, I was there for that. That was so cool.
Yeah, but I haven't seen any of the rodeos in person. I meant to go to one recently, but I missed it. I forget what happened that I missed it. But no, I haven't been to any rodeos in person. I really want to.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're so cool.
So you're practicing for that?
Yes, practicing. Almost every day practicing U-turns.
So what's the purpose of the practicing the U-turns? What's that all about?
To look real cool and be able to do really tight circles on a really big bike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you scraping the pegs?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But it freaks me out whenever I scrape the pegs.
I know. You'll get over it because I do it once in a while when I'm riding to get better at my turns. And when I'm scraping, mm-hmm. Then you know you're doing it right, especially with bikes that got low center of gravity. You're gonna scrape the pad. You're gonna scrape the floorboards.
It's so much easier to do on a bike that's already low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's so easy.
Makes a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'd like to get to the point where I intentionally scrape and I keep scraping. But right now, whenever I scrape, I freak out and I scrape my handlebars.
Yeah. Totally get that. Wow.
Yeah.
So you're hunkering down for the winter, or are you just gonna keep going?
No, I'll keep going. The winters in Georgia are mild enough that slow speed parking lot practice is it's not too cold for that.
Right.
It might be too cold for like a long highway rides, but
how cold does your winters get down there?
A lot of times during the day, like in the afternoon, it'll be up to 50 degrees, maybe even in the 40s.
Are you getting the same chill we're getting here? We're going down to 29 tonight.
Oh no, that's awful.
Yeah,
it, normally it's
we're
not
going
usually...
up to 29 tomorrow.
yeah, we are. Yeah, that's Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. No, thank you.
My condolences.
You guys are probably gonna get some snow, aren't you?
We got snow today.
You did.
Well, flurries, but.
And hear that?
Yeah, what Doodle said. Ew, times 20.
Yeah. Syracuse got pounded winter. With 2 feet of snow
I
today.
I absolutely hate winter.
They got 2 feet of snow last night. So, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, if I'm gonna go ride, I have to get a suit like you got that.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I gotta get a winter suit.
You know, I haven't worn that thing.
No mobile suit.
I've got it. No, it's not. What it is a you know the company First Gear, correct? You know them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I bought from them their thermal winter riding suit, and you could actually wear your underwear in that thing and ride in 20 degree weather, and you'd be comfortable.
I would hope you'd wear your underwear in it.
Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, I've ridden that thing in just jeans and a t-shirt, And
I know
the temperature you're
riding like 30 degree
30 weather.
30 degree weather,
and
you
don't even feel it.
The temperature's 10 degrees cooler.
The thing is unbelievable. Yeah, it's unbelievable. But yeah. Hey, no, I didn't tell you guys. When I went to Sturgis, and of course I did all the videos for my YouTube channel, right? So I did all those videos, and the one video I did, I went to the Harley Davidson Museum, as you guys know. Have you ever been there, Carolyn?
No.
Oh.
I know. I've seen videos on it. I need to
what?
Go.
Well, watch my video because I did a whole thing on it. So anyway, but
I may have seen your video on it.
Actually. I don't know. Maybe you did. Ride with Ted. That's my channel. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I stopped there at the, I was at their museum, and I went into their shop there. I was going to buy a new rain suit, and they didn't have any.
Oh.
So.
This most recent trip to Sturgis?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, just,
yeah it was raining a lot.
It rained like hell. So
I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
That Monday, so when I'm at the Harley-Davidson Museums, as you know, I tried to get a rain suit there, and they didn't have any in their shop. So I posted that on the video and all that. I get an email from a person I know at Harley Davidson and said, we'd like to send you a new rain suit. And they sent me a new rain suit. Harley Davidson. Wasn't that nice? Harley Davidson
sent me a
rain
suit. That's so
nice. Yeah, they sent me a new rain suit. The pants, the shirt,
and
the jacket.
It was God love Karen Davidson.
Yeah, I don't think so. No. But, yeah, so that was a good thing. So if anybody wants an old rain suit that doesn't really work well, I'll definitely offer. Maybe I'll make that part of the giveaway.
Wait, it's a trap. He used to wear it without underwear.
No.
Just wear your underwear with it.
Right, that's it. No, I don't. I wear Justin's underwear. Right?
Oh, wow. Now we're crossing the line.
All right. All right, so, you know what?
Yes, it comes with. The suit comes with your underwear sewn into it.
Oh, my God.
Carolyn, aren't you so glad you came on the show?
Why does he wear a diaper?
Carolyn is right now questioning her decisions right now.
Plot twist. He doesn't even need underwear. A Barbie.
You know what? I think I'm going to actually make... Should I make that rain suit, that old rain suit, part of the giveaway?
No. No. Huh? No.
Is it all, like, messed
What'd
up
you think?
And shit?
No, there's no rips or there's no rips or tears in it. The booties aren't that great. You know, the boots aren't that great. But why not?
No.
What do you think, Carolyn? Should I give them away?
No.
No.
That's who wants to win somebody's old rain suit?
Yeah, nobody wants to win anybody's old clothes.
Why don't you throw your socks and your
it's
jacket?
It's your fucking garage sale. It's fucking...
Like, Jesus.
It's a Christmas giveaway.
Are you just trying to give it away or get rid of it?
Pretty much,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess the whole... underwear thing kind of ruined it, so
yeah, you think.
All right, well,
gave away too many details of your exploits.
Well, I don't have anything else, guys. We didn't do Binnet tonight.
Binnet?
We didn't Binnet. You know Binnet. Yeah, like you got everybody's you got Binnet, right? We got all got Binnet. Should I do Binnet or no?
Do business.
Okay, the motorcycle. Wait, where is it? Hold on, I gotta do Binnet. You know, we're gonna get that. We're gonna educate. Carolyn here with Binnet. All right.
Thank you.
It's okay. Everybody is okay. Here we go. All right. The Motorcycle Men podcast is brought to you by Scorpion Helmets, offering high quality, innovative motorcycle helmets and technical apparel at an incredible value. To learn more, get on over to scorpionusa.com.
Yeah, put it on your head.
Wild Ass Seats. You can improve your comfort and ability to stay in the saddle longer with a cushion from Wild Ass Seats. So if you're tired of those painful pressure points and fatigue, get on over to wild-ass.com and get your cushion today from the real
something
Craig Johnson.
Something on your ass.
And Tobacco Motorwear for the best in casual riding gear. Men and women, there's only one place you should be going, and that is Dave's Pants. That's right. Get on over to Tobacco Motorwear and get in Dave's Pants. Visit them at tobaccomotorwear.com. Shut up! tobaccomotorwear.com. And our listeners will get 10% off your order when you use the code MOTOMEN. Your safety is worth it. So get on over there and get into Dave's Pants. And the Motorcycle Man podcast is supporting David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation.
Yeah.
So if you're, we're helping families of you know, who are suffering from the effects of cancer. And if you'd like to contribute, get on over to davidsdreamandbelieve.org to donate the Gold Star Ride Foundation. If you would like to be a part of a great cause, get some heartfelt miles in, get on over to Gold Star Ride and learn how you can participate in the next Gold Star Ride. And finally, Chasing the Cure, we're helping long-haul Paul Peeland complete his mission to ride 1,000,000 miles for MS. He was told years ago that a cure for MS was 1,000,000 miles away, so he decided to ride that 1,000,000 miles now. You can help him out by getting on over to longhaulpaul.com and donate right now for his quest for that cure for MS.
I still want to know how he can do that. Like, I would love to professionally ride my motorcycle all the time. How is that possible?
Well, I interviewed him some time ago, so if you want to go back and listen to the interview, he'll tell you all about it.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. I saw his bike at his old bike at Barber.
Oh, really? No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it
on display.
Yeah, I met him up at when the IMS show was happening. I met him there, and his bike was pretty well beat up. So I think he's got another bike now.
Yeah, they didn't clean the one on Sturgis. It's still covered in bugs.
Oh, is it really? Oh,
my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember watching that one from the ride he did a few years ago. He hit like a 600-pound elk.
Oh, yeah.
On his bike. and didn't go down.
Yeah.
Like, that's shocking.
Well, he was okay, and the elk.
Yeah. I mean, the bike got messed up, but he was fine. And I was like, "Holy cow!"
I don't know about the I don't know about the elk. I have no idea. That was a while ago. That was a while ago.
Yeah, that was a guy. I just remember that. I was like, "Wow!" Talk about, you know, everybody out here in Jersey always worries about the deers because it's out of control over here. But I couldn't imagine hitting a 600-pound animal with a bike. Oh my God!
That wouldn't be fun at all.
No.
Wow. Well, that's it for us for today. Don't forget to get on over to the Motorcycle Men website at motormenpc.com or motorcyclemen.us. They're both working. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, Ride with Ted
where
videos.
They're both working.
They do. No, yeah, actually, you know, it
with
used
this to, podcast, you have to say
it,
that.
It actually, no, because you know what it is? It used to be motorcyclemen.us. And then I found out that they contacted me, said that they're doing away with the .us extension, but they're going to still maintain it so that it'll be like a crossover. If somebody types that in, it will send them over to motomnpc.com. So that's why, regardless of what you type in, it's still going to go to the correct website. Okay. So that's what that is. But don't forget to get on over to the Ride with Ted YouTube channel and check out all the videos I have there while Sturgis videos are up. And you won't see Carolyn in any of my videos because she wasn't there at Sturgis. I didn't see her. So, sorry. She comes with her own sound effects, too, by the way. So, Carolyn, I want to thank you very much for being on the show. It was a lot of fun having you.
Yes, thank you for coming. It was great to have you.
Thanks for having me. It was fun. I was scared.
What are you doing? Hey, you got anything special coming up on your podcast? You plan on doing anything or not really yet? That you want to mention or no?
Not really, other than more Police Harley content coming up.
You going to record that stuff? Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Yes. So that'll be at the very end of the year. Will be some U-turn mastery on the Police Harley.
Cool.
And hopefully I can figure out how to pick it up. And if I do, then that video will be up. But
you
if
can.
Not, that in theory I know I can, but I haven't been able to do it yet.
You learned how to pick up a bike. I've seen it. So
yeah, I did.
It works the same way with the
and
big bikes.
How much is you have a Triumph, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
How much is that?
501 pounds.
Okay, and the Harley I think weighs about 700. I think.
This one's a little more.
All right,
The Street Glide, yeah, it's like 830.
Okay, but I bet you the center of gravity of that Street Glide is a lot lower than yours.
Yeah.
So I've seen you picked up your bike, so I know you can do this one.
Thank you.
I know you can.
We had to pick up my bike plenty of times.
What's that?
I said we had to pick up my bike plenty of times.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you had the electric glide you're talking about, the big one.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a heavy bike. That's a bike that's like over 900 pounds.
So that's going to be it for the podcast, and we're going to join you guys in another 2 weeks. Don't forget, on December 12th we're going to be doing our Fat Ass Santa Christmas giveaway, and we're going to try to live stream it like we did last year, And we're going to give away some cool stuff. So come on in and listen to the show. And maybe you'll win some stuff. And anything anybody wants to say before we sign this off?
Nope.
Nine for a line.
All right. Well,
I don't like the winner. Yeah. That's what I want to say.
No, we nobody likes winner, I don't think. Ah, well,
I love the winner.
Yeah, coming from somebody further south than
yeah,
everybody.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. All right, well, I'm Ted, your host here in the V-Twin Cafe, and this is the Motorcycle Man Podcast. This has been episode 369, Jeopardy with Doodle. That's what we did today.
Yay!
Here in the V-Twin Cafe with Timbuktu also. And where is it? There it is. And, of course, Chris Joker Nipples.
Did you find Doodle a sound?
Yeah. I can't give her her sound. And Justin Brown, as always.
Shut the fuck up!
And, of course, Doodle, I think we're going to, how's this? Do you like a squeaky toy?
Yeah, it sounds like my dog's favorite toys.
Okay, so, and Carolyn, Doodle on a Motorcycle has been here helping us out. And she won tonight! The highest score ever.
Ever.
Highest score, highest score ever.
She answered more than everybody else.
Yes, that's right. It's funny. Comes from dead last. Oh, almost dead last. It comes at the win.
Yeah, no, it was. I was zero, and yeah. I think Justin had like 100 at one point. I'm pretty sure I was last.
No, you had 500, I think.
Yeah. You had 500. He had zero.
Yeah.
No, I had zero.
No, Justin had zero.
you had zero for like one question, and then you got money back.
Yeah. Then you won 500 on the last question.
I think you got scared when I told you about we had one person on here. You actually end up with zero.
I feel like I had zero for a while. Maybe that's the how, you know, like negative things take up more space in your brain. Maybe
Wait a minute.
I feel like I had zero for a long time.
Here it is right here. I'll show you. Just so you just don't forget it. There we go.
Okay.
Here it is. Right there. When we finished, that was that. That was it right there. You had 500 points.
Oh, I did have 500. Okay.
Yeah, you did. See?
Oh.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, so. All right,
it
guys.
It just looked like zero because everybody else had 6,000.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
You got to change it to who is your doodle.
Who's
awesome. And what did she do?
Yeah. Who's your...
Hello.
She creamed everybody.
What's that song I got? Oh, yeah.
She turned such a fucking asshole. No.
She'll be back.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Okay. I think we're done. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. It's been a great podcast. And, Dude, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, you never let me finish with my ride like nobody sees you, but that's okay.
Oh yeah, it's right.
First time,
right,
300
Tim,
episodes.
I know, you know what it is? We're just all different. Tim, is there anything you want to say before we
sign off? No, it shows over. Sorry, not talking now.
Oh, come on. Please, just once. Just say it once, please.
Huh? Ride like nobody sees you.
There you go. Chris, anything you want to say before we go?
I hate winter, you know that.
Okay. Justin, anything you want to say?
No, I'm good. Just that. Doodle, thanks for being on the show. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, definitely.
Good luck with the U-turns.
Thank you.
Doodle, anything you want to...
I'll be watching. Like I watch your show. So.
Anything you want to say before we sign off?
Why don't you make her a regular member?
It's up to her.
But why? So she can beat everybody constantly? No.
Anything you want to sign off with, Carolyn? That'll do. That's it, boys and girls. Thanks for joining us. And remember, kids, we say stupid crap so you don't have to. Hey, exactly. Good night, everybody.
Good night.